Welcome back to Luck Changers Podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your host, Nate. Join with me, as always, my mini-sode co-host, Dice.
Hello.
What's up, Dice? Welcome back in. Our special guest picker for the week, a long time coming, Mikey, my brother. Yo, yo. What's up, Mikey, our former moderator? He's no rookie to the show.
I'm back.
He's back, baby, and we tried to have him on 3 weeks ago, I believe, and unfortunately it fell through. We weren't able to get the audio right, and we don't want to put out a bad product to the fans. So he technically went 4-1. I'll throw that out there, and we'll kind of see how he does tonight. I'm excited to see it. I've discussed the picks with him. I told him I hated him, so we'll see how it goes. But let's recap our records real quick. Dice, you went, what was your last week? 2-2?
Last week I was 2-2, yep.
2-2, so you're 11-10 on the year. You're still up units. You're still in the plus 50% is exactly what we're looking for. I am 25-19, so I am up somewhat units. I went 2-3 last week. I left a lot out there, but I have 6 picks this week. I'm super excited to get these out for you. I got some big units on the line. So, so far, what we have right now as far as standings-wise, we have a tie up top. Shout out to Justin last week. He went 3-2, tied with Alexis, married to the moderator. So Justin and Alexis are leading the leaderboard so far. And then behind them, we have my brother Ryan, who went 2-3 on the show. Pretty lackluster, so that's older brother for the two of us. And we have, rounding the last spot, is our friend Jake. So
yeah, I did go 4-1, you know, but
I didn't bring
you know,
it. I
shockingly
said it.
Enough, you know, the audio didn't work that night. So I feel like, yeah, it should be a real easy defeat here. I mean,
5-0 or bust at this point.
That's the way I look at it.
Smart man. No, I'm excited.
Put a lot of work into these picks.
Yeah, he's got it written on the back of a Keno sheet. I'm looking right at it. It's unbelievable. It's like impressive. So with all that being said, we're just going to kick it off. Who's your first pick? It looks like you got an interesting one. What you got?
I'm going to give you my first pick. And, you know, after all the research that I did, you know, and all the games that I've been watching as of late, I wanted to keep things easy on my first game, and I went with Kentucky. I took Kentucky at -1. I figured, you know what, Kentucky, they play hard, you know, and all they gotta do is win the game.
Who are they playing against?
That does not matter.
See, that's what we're looking for. Hey, anyone can win. So I actually don't mind Kentucky -1. They've, they've exceeded standards so far this year. So that's not a terrible pick. I wouldn't touch that. Anything less than 3 points in a college football game, it just scares me away. What do you got, Dice?
That game's actually even now.
Even?
Yeah.
Oh, who's Kentucky playing?
Mississippi State.
So even better, I will take Kentucky at even.
Yeah, that'll work. Okay, yeah, just got to win the game. Even better.
Right, I'm going to start off with the Michigan-Michigan State game. Michigan is a 4-point favorite in this game. Both teams have benefited from a weak schedule with the Spartans' week 3 matchup against the most overrated team, who I think is Miami. They were the only ranked matchup between the two. Michigan has the second-ranked scoring defense, only allowing 14 points per game, but they haven't faced an offense like Michigan State. So the better offense and the home field advantage, I'm going to go Michigan State +4.
Yeah, I knew it. I think that's the easiest pick on the schedule. I'm going to lock that in immediately. Michigan State getting 4 kind of blows my mind at this point. I'm really not sold on Michigan whatsoever. They, like you said, they haven't played any really good teams. What's the best team they played? Washington?
Yeah.
Even if Michigan State loses, it's not going to be by more than a field goal. There's no way. I think they keep it close. It's probably one of my favorite games on the schedule this week, other than obviously Ohio State should be a fun one. But dude, I think this is going to be the funnest game to watch. Good pick.
So I also like the Michigan State game. And maybe it's just because I don't like Michigan. But I took them on a teaser. So that they're going to start my teaser, Michigan +10. Or Michigan State +10, my apologies.
I know, and yeah, and no, you just rattled off the next part. That's your next pick.
All right, and you know what, Nate, you actually did. You brought up the Ohio State game. Big Ohio State fan myself. But I know what they like to do under pressure on big live games. So I took Penn State plus 25. I feel like the only reason Penn State lost that game against Illinois is because they were focused on Ohio State. That was their mistake. But now they're going to go into this week, and they're going to give Ohio State a game. So I got, just to be safe, I'm going to take my Penn State plus 25.
I don't even think that's a bad pick if you take them at 19.
Yeah, well, I just took both these games. I gave myself an extra 6 points, I lucked it in.
Yeah, there you go. You did it. All right.
It's the Mikey lucking it in of the week.
Yeah, just put it right in there. D-Say, what do you got?
Next up, I got Georgia versus Florida. Georgia is minus 14 this game. Florida is coming off of a high-scoring loss to a bad LSU team last week where their starting quarterback was benched, and their coach has said they're going to be playing both quarterbacks this week, which I think is a horrible decision because the backup's been better all year. And Georgia has the best defense in the nation. I think they're going to have a field day with those two. I'm going to take Georgia minus 14.
Au contraire. So, yeah, I loved your first pick, but since you said I unfortunately have to go against you, it's going to be a little bit of a head-to-head between Nate and D-Say. I'm taking Florida getting that 14 points. I know how good Georgia is, but how well Florida played against Alabama this year. They seem to play well against really good talent. I think they keep it close, and if they still lose by double digits, I have a pretty good chance of winning. I think they keep it close throughout the game. I know Georgia's going to win the game. I that's no question about it. But I'm going to take the Florida Gators getting that 14. Sorry, my guy.
I stay clear of that game. I'm a big Georgia guy myself, but I'm not going to play the 14 point game on that game.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good pass. I don't know why I did it, but you're up for your third pick, my friend.
All right, so I guess I'll start things and make things a little saucy here. I took Houston at a pick. I just feel that Houston plays well at home. I hope they're at home. But all my research reminds me that they are at home. And you know what? I'll take Houston at a pick any day.
So, yeah, Houston's at home. They are against number 19 SMU. SMU is 7-0 so far this year. And Houston's at 6-1, so it should be a really good game. I love where that spread's at because I think they nailed it as far as Houston maybe being 3 points better than SMU right now. But I'm not going to touch it. I think it's going to be a super fun game to watch.
My third game, I got the Boston College-Syracuse game. Syracuse is minus 6.5 in this. Syracuse freshman running back Sean Tucker, he's my favorite player in college football right now. He has the best Twitter account around. After every game, he tweets out his stat line down to the average yards per carry, and then he says if he's pleased with his performance or not. And he's been pleased a lot this year. He's the nation's leading rusher, and last week he logged his 700-yard game against Virginia Tech. And Boston College allows over 150 yards a game. So I have a feeling we're going to be pleased with how Sean Tucker plays. I'm going to take Syracuse minus 6.5.
Okay, I dig it. I think Syracuse is still pretty undervalued this year, even though they've gone out and played tough. I'm actually going to go ahead and touch that Ohio State game. I know I shouldn't, but I'm not going to touch the spread. I hate 19 points. That's so silly to me. You can win by 17 or 3 touchdowns or 21. I'm not going to touch it. But what I do really like, I think this game starts out really slow, and there's not going to be a lot of points on the board. I know Ohio State's dropped 50 the past few games, and they've been on fire, and who knows where Penn State's head's at. So I think Penn State has a lot more I'm not really riding on it, but they're going to go out there that they want this win. They need this. So I think they go out there, stop Ohio State's offense. I think Ohio State does the same defensively. I'm going to take the under at 61. I think that's incredibly high for this game.
So my next pick, I went with BYU minus 2.5. They're playing at home. They just got into the top 25. So I feel like they're going to go out there. They're going to play their hearts out. Easily winning by a field goal.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Virginia is actually they're pretty tough this year, and we'll see. We'll see how that plays out.
You know, I love BYU. I almost took that game. I wanted to do a teaser, but
BYU at home.
I usually like them as underdogs.
Easy win by three.
My last pick, I actually have a teaser. Texas Tech is 19.5-point underdogs against Oklahoma. And I want to tease them up to 25.5 because Oklahoma has been struggling lately. And they couldn't even beat Kansas by that amount. And I'm going to pair that with Ole Miss. They're plus 2.5. I'm going to tease that up to 8.5 against Auburn. That's a pretty weird line to me. It's possibly the top quarterback in next year's draft going against Bo Nix. So I don't trust it. So I'm not going to take that straight up. I'm going to tease it.
Right on. But that Kansas-Oklahoma game, I maybe I'm mistaken, but I felt like that was the most illegal thing I've ever seen. Just to it was a forward pass when
which play are you talking about?
Or Caleb Williams stripped the ball from his running back and got the first down.
I didn't see that.
It was it was a fourth down, I believe, and short, and they run the ball. He stopped for a loss. Caleb Williams, obviously their quarterback, runs back, rips it in front of his running back away from his hands and gets the first down. And, I mean, Kansas, they were going to be in great field position to take that lead. So, that I don't know, that was super fishy. I'm not a fan of what just happened there. Maybe I'm ignorant to the rules, but I don't know. So, with my next pick, I actually have – I got Utah. I know they're the late slate. They're playing UCLA, who are coming off two huge wins. I believe they were underdogs the week before, and they had a huge win last week. And I think Utah giving 6.5, that's one of those fishy lines that I love to take in college football. So I think the Utes get them by more than a touchdown. You got one more, right?
I got my last pick here. Last pick is Auburn, -3. They're playing a tough Mississippi team who's ranked 10. Auburn at 18. But again, Auburn at home, they got to win by a field goal or more. I like it. You know, they're scary at home, prime time.
Yeah, you teased the Auburn game, right?
No, I did not.
Nor DeSa.
I did, yes.
So you had them at 2.5 or 3?
2.5.
Oh, it's at 3 now, so you probably have it at 9.
Okay.
Yes. Or well, we checked it. This is of a couple hours ago.
Oh, I did 20 minutes before we started.
Okay, it's 2.
I will take Auburn
2.5
by a field goal. Yes, by 2.5, they win by a field goal. And that probably concludes my 5-0 picks for this week. So again, you know, 4-1 was okay, but I'm gonna kill it on this one, 5-0.
Well, I'm rooting for you personally, but
so is Dan Loeffler. Shout out to Dan Loeffler.
He will be on the show in 2 weeks. So yeah, DC, you said your last one, right?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, real quick, I have two more. I'm just gonna rattle them off relatively quickly. First, I have Florida State getting 9 points against a Clemson team that's been so mediocre. I don't know what happened. I don't know what Dabo Sweeney's doing over there. DJ Uiagalelei is one of the most disappointing players in college football of all time, just behind Spencer Rattler and Ryan Leaf. Well, he's NFL. But anyway, this Florida State team, they started out really bad, but they've been playing all right. And getting 9 points against Clemson, who they can't seem to put up 20 points ever. I think they've only scored a ton of points against one team in South Carolina State or someone silly like that. So, this Clemson team is no good. I'll take 9 points with Florida State. They're not going to beat them by more than a touchdown. And I have one more pick. It's my tease, my college tease of the week. I'm going to take – this is a weird one. Liberty is 36-point favorites. I could see them winning by 35 and someone losing that bet. So I'm just going to go ahead and take GSA's favorite quarterback of Liberty, Malik Willis, right?
Right.
That's your guy. And I'm going to take him down to 30, which is so strange. But just hear me out. Even if they get him by 31, those are a couple key – 31, 35, those are key numbers in college football when you got a big favorite. And I'm going to pair that with the lowest total of the week. Wisconsin and Iowa is at 36.5. That is wild for college football. So I'm going to play that – I'm going to tease him up 6 points. I'm going to take it to 42.5. I feel like that 42 number is also a pretty – key number. Even if it goes 28-14, I win. So I like teasing that up to 42.5. So that's Liberty -30 versus UMass. And yeah, UMass stinks. And then that Wisconsin and Iowa game to 42.5. But Wisconsin's 3.5-point favorites, do you say? Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I did think that was weird. They're coming off a big win, though.
And listen, Iowa's quarterback is so terrible. I don't know if you've noticed. I was watching like two games in a row. I'm like, this guy, I mean, what? He's awful. And I went back through the games and just look at his stats and what he's done. He's been getting carried. So I think he's been exposed.
The whole offense has really – their defense is really good, and they're also missing their top corner this week, Moss. He is first – he's tied for first in the Big Ten in interceptions, so I think that's going to be huge.
I think that might sway the line a little bit too as well. I mean, that's huge. But so do we have anything else, Mikey or D-Say, anything?
I'm good.
D-Say?
Nope. All good.
Right on. Well – thank you so much, Mikey, for being here. We appreciate you taking time out of your day to come back for another attempt of the show. We got it this time. I promise it's recorded. We're all good. So thank you so much. I'm excited to see how your picks do. We'll just kind of keep an eye out for them. I'll be seeing you Saturday and we can discuss it. So with all that being said, thank you guys so much for listening. Two episodes a week. We're really grinding out here. If you haven't yet, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. And email us. Those are all at Luck Changers Podcast. Twitter's at Luck Changers. And the email is luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. If you have any questions about a line, what a line is, and over under, what an over under is, fantasy question, who to send them, who to bench, or who to send them, who to play, DraftKings, anything, we will always respond. DM us, comment. We'll always throw you on the show. We appreciate all the love. Thank you guys so much. I'm your host, Nate, co-host, D-Say, and special guest picker, Mikey. We are the Luck Changers, and we are out.
Peace out.
Peace, somebody here. Peace.